This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, folks, fireworks are about to be lit up on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour as we're wrapping up our Independence Day Spectacular with our good buddy Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSB, together again doing Independence Day.
What's happening, RSB? Good to be with you here today, buddy, on our country's birthday.
It is 242 years in. I did the math last hour, so I'd be ready for you. I didn't want to be shown up by an accountant.
That's funny, man. You know what? You can show me up anytime. I can show you up anytime. We're still buddies. It's not a big deal.
That's for sure. Seeing as how like three of my arms can fit into one of your arms. So we love liberty. I think that's in evidence. And when we talk about Independence Day, I just like to harken back to the reason for the origin of America. We recognize that nothing on earth is perfect per se, other than God's creation is perfect, but there's a lot of ideals that have been lost, and we would acknowledge that today, that we struggle with, that we want to say, hey, can we get back on the right track here? And there's evidence of good things happening, there's always evidence of bad things happening too, but I think we have always the decision to make. What path do we go on?
That's true. And I think we're on the right path, Robert, trying to share liberty, share health freedom, share the fact that the power to heal is yours, mm-hmm. Share our love of the country. I mean, it blew me away, Robert. I was watching Fox News this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and, it showed how uneducated people are today. There's a show called Waters World, and this guy goes out, like Mark Geis, man on the street, and he starts asking people questions. So he went out, and since this was the weekend before July the 4th, he's asking people questions about Independence Day, and he's like, what year did we gain our independence? Some dude said 1984. And they're like, what country did we gain our independence from? And someone said Virginia. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. People are complete buffoons today. We don't know history. We don't know basics about our country. And why did we gain our independence? What did we gain independence from? Mm-hmm. What country? What were the purposes for the country? Nobody knows that anymore. It's being lost. So that's why, shows like yours that talk about, liberty and healing, freedom and the history, the real history. This is so important, right? We got to keep doing what we're doing, man. Keep up the good work. We got to keep educating people because the school system certainly not.
No, and it's true. And many of the private schools have also adopted similar curricula. So it's problematic. I mean, we had news last week of like, I think a 29-year-old millennial in New York City area win a contest for Democratic representative for that district. And she beat out a 10. What's that? She's a socialist. Yeah.
She's a Democrat. Socialist. Yeah.
And I think, and I'm going to say it again and again until it gets it right, that in order for you to run as a socialist, I would want a law passed. And I'm not into making laws, so you know how strongly I feel about this. You have to live in a socialist country for at least a year and then come back and then say you still want to run as a socialist. Like Venezuela, for instance.
Yeah, I think we wouldn't have quite as many takers if they actually knew what socialism was. But it's a popular mantra today, talking about how we should, stop the income gap and free money for all, free healthcare for all, same, income equality for all. it's popular to talk about, but people don't understand the ramifications of a socialistic nation.
Yeah, we may have all been created equal in God's eyes, but the ability to make choices, we've been granted that freedom as well. And some of those choices result in economic accrual of stuff, right, in a free market. And some of us make choices that end up, you know, resulting in what some consider economically challenged state, right? But economics is only one part of reality, although we believe in economic freedom here as well. And the ideal is to, I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me, but we can inspire each other, we can help each other. And I think freedom is a better place to do it from, because if you think the government's going to help you, they take money from those who are producing and they keep a lot of it and throw a few little bit percentage points back at you as if they know how to spend it better than you.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. And then when they do give you back a few pennies on the dollar, they have you thanking them and licking their boots for being so generous as a government that they gave back some of the money that they just stole from you.
Yes, that's great. But just be glad we let you have any back. And I think that's the context of freedom people don't understand when they're so grateful. And at the end of the year, look what I got back. It's like, no, they stole it from you all this time. And it is
all in perspective. Yeah. You're right. It's all in perspective. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to kill you and your family, Robert. Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't. Okay. Well, then I'm just gonna steal all your furniture. And they're like, oh, good. Thank you so much for not killing us. Right? I mean, it's like, it's the comparison. And that's what they get you on. It's like, well, we could have done this, but we were so nice that we did this. And you're thanking the government mm-hmm. for only being a smaller tyrant than they actually could have been.
Right, right. I saw a meme. You know how those memes, they have those images and whatever, or clickbait, sometimes they say it. This is sort of an adult meme, but it's not too bad. It's like, what are the three sexiest words that anybody could whisper in your ear, right? It's like one of those enticing things, and you all want to know. Somebody who's obviously a lover of liberty responded, taxation is theft. I thought that was, to me, hilarious, because you're not thinking along those lines. Like, yeah, that's pretty sexy. I like that.
Taxation is theft.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. Whether it is constitutional or not, yeah. Regardless, you know, the IRS does wreck people's lives. And so when you have people that have worked so hard and then they're just struggling to make ends meet because so much is being taken. I mean, this is another ballpark here, but did you see that LeBron James just signed with the Lakers?
That's right. Like, $436 trillion or whatever it was he got?
It's pretty good. He signed a 4-year, I think it was $152 million. So, you know, it was just under $40 million a year. So let's say $40 million a year, mm-hmm. just to make the math easy. He's going to play half his games in California. You got a personal income tax there in addition to the federal tax. I mean, state income tax in addition to the federal income tax. He's going to end up paying almost $20 million a year in taxes. And people say, well, that's okay because he can afford it. Mm-hmm. Well, you're missing the point. That the government is stealing half of what people make in California. And it gets brought to bear when something like, you know, LeBron signs a big contract. You can do the math. You're like, wow, $20 million a year. But the reality is everybody in California is paying, you know, an outrageous amount of money to income tax and real estate tax and mm-hmm. property tax. And that's why so many people are leaving, because the taxation burden is so big there.
Yeah, and the reality is taxation, there are lawful forms of taxation in the Constitution, imposts, excises, tariffs, things like that. But the idea of an income tax, which was only made possible by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 that preceded then the 16th Amendment, some have argued it was never ratified. But even if it were, I argue that it didn't change anything in the law. When it's your own private property, they don't get to have any. But again, these are nuances of arguments and discussions that rarely are discussed openly, but an important part of liberty. Because, you know, listen, remember that the Boston Tea Party, the protest against taxes on the tea, was it 1, 2, or 3%? I mean, it was minimal that they were willing to do that for. And now we're willing to put up with 50% or more taken. Well, yeah, that's okay. They can have it.
Yeah, that's just income tax. I mean, I remember we used to live in Dallas, Robert, and every year you'd read stories in the paper or you'd see stories on the news about some elderly person in Dallas that had lived there their whole life and had bought their home, you know, and had their home paid off for 50 years, was getting their home repossessed by the government because they couldn't afford the property taxes on it. And it's like, wow, something is so wrong when you have somebody that's, you know, on Social Security, they can't make the payments, and the property taxes have gone up so much in Dallas that, you know, if you own a house, you bought a house for $100,000 50 years ago, it's probably worth $2 million if it's in the city of Dallas now. And the tax on that $2 million house with the tax rates in Dallas would be close to $5,000 a month, maybe six, depending upon who you are. So you're an elderly person living on $1,200 a month in Social Security. You've paid off your house, but the government comes and takes it because you can't pay $6,000 a month tax on something you supposedly already own.
Well, that means
something's wrong with that system.
That means you don't own it. And that's an important distinction that you bring up, Ty. Here we are talking about the Declaration of Independence. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Happiness equivocates to property. And if you own your property and yet the government can take it away from you, do you really own it? And that, you know, that's the changing definition of property versus real estate. And again, go to Black's Law Dictionary. You begin to understand how they're using words against you. And you think you paid off a mortgage that the property is yours. If it truly were, then there can be no property taxes against it because they can't tax private property. Again, this, folks, these are important distinctions. As you said, kids are not being taught this, much less lawyers don't even know this stuff.
They don't. That's why they need to listen to the RSB show, baby.
Yeah, we gotta let it rip. And of course, you know, all we're doing hopefully is inspiring you to dig deeper and live differently according to your principles. And if your principles are, yes, I love liberty and I'm grateful for the freedom God granted me, I want to learn to live more like that, then by all means, have fun with us here, because that's really what drives us each and every week. And I know we talk mostly about health issues, but we talk about healing on all levels, from physiological to emotional to mental to economic to political, and yes, even spiritual issues, because again, freedom ultimately is a spiritual issue.
It is. It is a spiritual issue. And, you know, one of the things that's so good for us to stay healthy is to laugh. So when we get back, we got a break coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, in about a minute. Yeah. What do you want to laugh about?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I had it mistimed. I thought we were. Well, I wanted to talk about a certain someone going on a diet to protest a certain president.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A funny story.
That's a funny story. And this goes to the heart of our friends on the left that don't like the president. But there's more evidence now that even if you're a liberal, your health is benefiting by his presidency. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Folks, I also want to say thanks to our friends at Organics, organics.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it there every day. Organixx.com, including the organic grains, essential oils, amazing formulations that we've talked about for many months here, and we've got lots more to discuss. And also, letting you know, sneak preview, in the month of July is going to be interesting as we go outside the box with and without Ty Live, and we'll talk about that because he's going to be launching the next episode in the Truth About Cancer series around the world, going to Asia. So we'll have some updates on that as well. We're going to take a break, back with the Independence Day Spectacular. Robert Scott Bell, Ty Bollinger, back for more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each and every week, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, and always rooted in constitutional principles and a declaration of independence with spirited release of this kind of information. Ty Bollinger, how is Donald Trump helping a liberal like Alec Baldwin, even though Alec makes fun of him and probably hates Trump?
Well, here the article we're looking at says that Baldwin said he's going to go on a diet to protest Trump. So, hey, that's good for Alec, because he looks like he could use to be on a little bit healthier diet. Looks like he's been hitting the fast food joints a little bit too much. So that's not a bad thing. Now, here's what's funny, though, is that when you scroll down to the bottom, and you see there's other people like Ethel Kennedy, the 90-year-old widow of Robert F. Kennedy, and joined Senator Elizabeth Warren, a bunch more big names, doing a hunger strike, protesting Trump's zero tolerance, you know, policy on immigration. Now, here's the part they don't tell you till late in the article, is it's not a hunger strike like you would think of in other countries where they actually don't eat for several days and you can see them losing weight and they're actually, you know, fighting for a cause. This is a 24-hour intermittent fast.
What?
Are you going to go for 24 hours without eating and you call that a hunger strike? Got to be kidding me.
Well, their health could still be benefited, and of course, then we
it get, will be.
And then
it
we
will
get,
be.
We still get the credit Donald Trump for helping the health of liberals everywhere who are doing intermittent fasting. Now, this is a good news story.
No, intermittent fasting is great, and they should. I try to intermittent fast every day for about 18 hours. But that's not a hunger strike. I mean, it's like they're mixing metaphors here. A hunger strike is when you're doing something like where you're actually not eating for several days. That's what you would think is a hunger strike, but they're doing an intermittent fast. Yeah, it's great for you, but it's just like, hey, that's not really that big of a deal, dude. doing an intermittent fast for one day. But I guess for Alec Baldwin, maybe it is. I mean, he looks like he's been stuffing his pie hole with quite a few fast foods for quite a long time.
Yeah, if you remember him in his early Hollywood days, he was a slender, svelte kind of guy. Now he's a occasional tub of goo. And that's okay. It's okay if that's what you want to be, Alec. But again, if you're going to intermittent and fast to protest Trump, we applaud you because we want healthy Americans, both liberal and conservative, and libertarian in between as well. So, you know, this brings up, and I just mentioned this to you on the break. You didn't know about this guy that started this hashtag walk away campaign or movement, that our friends on the left that actually have, you know, intellectual integrity. You know, they look around and they, and one day they wake up and like, you know what? I actually like that one thing Trump does. And instead of going, well, what is it that you like about that one thing Trump did? And let's talk about it. They're like, oh, yeah. My gosh. You are now a fascist. You are now, I mean, they start getting called names. They are excommunicated. They're no longer friends. It's like, there's no rationality in the political left today as it has adopted a hate Trump mantra, and that's all they got.
There's really not. And that's exactly, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a hate Trump. It's like, you know, no longer are people, you know, made fun of in a humorous way, like when they used to do the roast. It was kind of funny. You know, it's like they'd roast people, but they make fun of things that they could laugh about. And even people on the other side, they would do things in a civil manner. Now there's so much vitriol and hate from the left that, I mean, literally the people are aging and killing themselves mm-hmm. on the left because they have so much anger, so much resentment. They're not healthy because they hate Trump so much. They need to just take a chill pill, maybe grab some cannabis and just relax a little bit.
I made that joke the other day. I said, you know what? The political left was way ahead of us on cannabis, weren't they? I mean, let's give them credit. They were smoking it for years and years, long before we realized, hey, it ain't as bad as they said it was. So what did they do? Stop using it? Because normally it's calming and peaceful, right? Now suddenly they're angry and hateful and vengeful and they don't know the basic principles that this country was founded upon. If they believe it's slavery, no, the consciousness of that day was different, but the founding fathers have really done their historical, deep dive to come out with a document called the Declaration of Independence that led to an emergence of what would be the light of freedom on planet Earth in terms of a country. No other country had done this before.
No, we are unique in that manner. And one of the things about our document is that it unless expressly given the power in the Constitution, the federal government is very limited in what it's supposed to be doing, which is exactly the opposite of what people think today.
Yeah, and of course, that which the government at the federal level is doing, and it hasn't been authorized for the Constitution to do, belongs to the states or the people respectively. That's the 10th Amendment. And you have an obligation to nullify them. And I've talked to constitutional scholars. In fact, I've even talked to Jonathan Emort, our good friend, about this. Has anything that has happened since the writing of the Declaration of Independence rescinded officially anything in that declaration? He says, no, absolutely not. Well, folks, read it, because we may need to reactivate it soon if this continues. But Trump is doing some good stuff, too. We'll talk about that. Here we are, 242 years into this thing called the United States of America. Happy birthday, everybody. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing with Ty Bollinger, going outside the box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Declaration of Independence time. Hey, Ty Bollinger, I remember something about your eldest daughter, Brianna, presenting the Declaration of Independence completely from memory. Is my memory right in remembering your daughter doing that?
Your memory is correct in remembering that she remembered to recite the Declaration, which she memorized. Yeah. Now, Brianna initially memorized the entire Declaration in 2011, I believe. So she would have been 11 years old. She was born in 2000. So she was 11. She memorized the entire Declaration. She's recited it numerous times since then in public. She recited it at an Oath Keepers rally up in Montana one time. Mm-hmm. She recited it at a couple of parties for political candidates that asked her to come and recited it, you know, like a fundraiser for them. Mm-hmm. She recited it at church several times. She recited it at Chuck Baldwin's church up in Montana, recited at our church in Texas, recited at our church here in Nashville. She's recited probably 6 to 8 times in public, and she just nails it. It's amazing how much is in that girl's head.
Well, and it's a credit to her mom and dad saying, you know what, this is an amazing thing, and encouraging that, because she does love liberty and she's doing amazing things. I'm so proud of her. And it's just exciting to know that there are kids that are growing up not to be socialist in America. I mean, it's like the little things we appreciate.
Yeah, and we do appreciate that. And she's actually going to be going in about two and a half weeks to D.C. for a week with the NRA. So really proud of our big girl.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe we should have her meet with Bono and like talk some sense into that guy, if it's even possible. He's warning now. This is the guy from U2. And listen, I appreciate U2 music. I do. It's good stuff. I'm not going to argue against that. But, man, Bono has gone off the rails. He's gone off the rails years ago on the whole AIDS scam. He fell prey to the HIV hypothesis, which has never been proven. But he's warning against, there's a threat to the United Nations, the European Union, and perhaps even NATO. And it's a thinly veiled attack on Donald Trump, apparently. I don't know. I guess Bono wants unelected representatives representing him wherever he lives. I don't even know now. Whereas England, who we declared our independence from 242 years ago, has said, you know what, we want out of Brexit, similar to the way the Americans wanted out of us, because we don't want unelected bureaucrats telling us what to do.
And good for them. Good for them. But yeah, I guess he does want unelected officials to tell him what he can and can't do. And I'm with you on the music. We were just talking about Brianna. U2 is one of her favorite groups. She loves U2. Charlene loves U2. I'm not a huge U2 fan, but, you know, Bono seems like a pretty decent guy. He seems like lately he's so politically involved, you wonder if he's been just completely brainwashed or bought off. But
yeah.
I'd have to totally disagree with Bono and his positions in this article. We certainly don't need unelected governmental officials telling us what to do. And, the EU and NATO, he talks about them like they're the best thing since sliced bread. I'd have to respectfully disagree.
Yeah, and of course, the European Union, again, that's your business. Ireland, if you want to be part of that. England said no, they did the Brexit. A lot of countries are grumbling now and going, you know, maybe this idea of United States of Europe, not so good. We would say it's a globalist idea to reduce the power of individual nations or nation states. And remember, Rockefeller said that, you know, the era of the nation state is over, as a member of the Trilateral Commission all those years ago. And many, including Brzezinski as well, big part of that. And we've talked about them as, having placed their minions in government positions in the United States ever since then, deeply entrenched. And I think the reason they hate Trump so much is that he is not a globalist like them. And so, Bono, we do not agree with your assessment here about Donald Trump being a threat to the EU and NATO. I think the threat to NATO is the funding. If America says, you know what, we don't want to pull the whole freight weight for you. And the EU, it's about each individual nation member and the people of each of the countries. Do they want to participate in it?
Yeah, and, you know, a couple of the comments down below that I'm reading that are interesting is that Bono's worth about $700 million. So why didn't he go ahead and just give about half a billion to the EU and the NATO? Because he talks about how they need funding. Go ahead, Bono.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth $700 million. Pony up.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
$500 million there, pony boy.
Yeah, and it's like those people that say taxes are too low. It's like, well, nothing's stopping you from writing an extra check, you know, every year, right, or whenever you want to. Go ahead, send it on in. We believe that government is ultimately the enemy of freedom, and our founding fathers said so. Of course, now they look at us and say, wow, are you guys domestic terrorists for saying that? Right. Read the Declaration of Independence and tell me, what did England think of the people who signed on to that document? Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The England thought they were complete traitors.
Mm-hmm. Traitors, right? To the crown.
That's why people were executed.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that aspect of the Revolutionary War much, but England was tyrant. They were a tyrannical type of government, and that's what our founding fathers wanted to get away from, was that tyranny. Unfortunately, tyranny's back. It's wearing other masks now.
Right. And by the way, Bono said the United Nations is the conscience of our humanity. Bono, you are a deluded fool at this point. If they're the conscience of our humanity, I mean, they're engaged in some pretty ugly things, including there's evidence of human trafficking, you know, through UN groups as well. So don't, you know, I say get off your high horse, Bono, or you're high on something that's not making you see things clearly.
I agree. You know, just lay off that big blunt for a while and before you start doing these interviews, because you're not making a lot of sense here, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we got another so-called billionaire celebrity to talk about right now on the special edition here. It's about foreigners telling us what we should do, right? You know, I respect you guys in the United Kingdom. I'm happy that you did Brexit because I believe in your right to self-determination as a country. But, you know, I don't want to tell you how your government should work. I might point out things I don't think I agree with, but that's cool. It's your country. But billionaire Richard Branson, a Brit, is now telling us in America that we should just give out free cash to fix this thing he calls income inequality.
Wow. So I guess, is he going to be the first one to write the check for the free cash? Or is it, no. It's not him personally. It's us. We should do it. In other words, rob from the rich and give to the poor. It's the whole Robin Hood approach.
It's misapplied, by the way, and I mentioned this last hour. Robin Hood mythology was about, in reality, stealing back the people's money. The money that was stolen from them by government and taking it back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, of course, it's been taken out of context to say, oh, yeah, let's just go and get the rich people. But no, the rich people in those stories got rich on the largesse of what? Government.
Mm. That's a good rest of the story there, Paul Harvey. I like that.
Yes. So free cash, fixed income equality. What would that do to the price of goods and services for poor people?
Well, let's walk through that model. What would giving them free cash do?
My perception, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Put on your accountant hat, is due to the inflation of the money supply necessary to make that happen, prices would rise equivalently, and therefore everything that they could have not afforded before, they still can't afford, even with the influx of cash.
Well, you know, I think you're right, and it's interesting too. Let's clear up exactly what is inflation. Right, because you mentioned inflation. Most people think that that inflation is actually the price of something increasing. The reality is that's not true. The prices don't increase. Currencies change. Thus, the price seems to increase or decrease. But the reality is what we would call inflation. And so whereas a car today costs $100,000 for a brand new Cadillac Escalade, where, you know, the nicest car 30 years ago was $6,000. Well, why have the prices really gone up? No. What's happened is the value of the dollar has gone down. So therefore, the prices seem to have raised, but they haven't. The prices for goods have remained consistent over the millennia, really. When you look at clothing, when you look at shoes.
Based on what, though? What can we use as a measuring stick? Could it be aurum metallicum?
That was what I was going to say, yeah. A piece of, you know, an ounce of silver in the days of Christ would get you a nice toga and, you know, some nice slippers. And today, a piece of silver will get you a nice suit and shoes.
Well, an ounce of gold will do that. But, of course, we're talking a toga, yeah. It will only take an ounce of silver. Just
an ounce of silver. Exactly. But all that is, it's the way that they've changed the definition of words to make us think that something's happening that's not happening. So
right.
Inflation is really not prices rising on goods. I mean, it is, but it's not the price
well, it's
rising.
Well, it's a symptom of it. Yes, it's the symptom of more money in circulation based not on scarcity, but based on an ability to print out of thin air. Again, this was our founders warned us against this and centralized banking and all of that we have that. It's not rooted in constitutional freedom. Now, it'd be one thing if they had passed the Free Competition and Currency Act Ron Paul helped put forward. But no, that didn't happen. That means you get to choose what money is. You could say gold, silver, goats, cows, chickens, or Federal Reserve notes. Right now, there's a monopoly on money. So that's a limitation on your freedom to move about the economic cabin. That, in my opinion, is unconstitutional.
Yeah, and that's what I think it was. Griffin in his book on the Fed called this the Mandrake mechanism, but I don't know that he coined that, but Mandrake was a magician, and he said that when the Fed prints money out of thin air, it's like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's just a con.
Right.
And that's the Mandrake mechanism, printing money out of thin air.
Folks, if you're into the Constitution and things that have happened since the Declaration of Independence, why don't you do a little research on the Coinage Act of 1792 to find out what the definition of a dollar really is, and recognize that nothing in law has overturned that, basically said, no, that's not right anymore. And so they just kind of built on and built on and built on, and people forget to look back at things that are still in effect to this very day. But then the argument is, well, whoever has the biggest and most guns, they get to rule. But that is, again, antithetical to the principle of individual liberty, limited government, maximizing freedom, and allowing people to, again, live according to what they desire in terms of their happiness, as long as they violated the rights of no one else in the process.
Couldn't have said it better myself there, RSP.
Well, we're on a roll. I mean, this is it, man. This is my favorite day of the year in terms of a genuine holiday that relates to the body politic. I know there are religious holidays, but I think that this could be considered one because, again, spiritual freedom is very much involved in the dawning of the American Republic.
It is. I mean, one of the main things that the colonists wanted was just the government to get out of their business, get out of their taxes, and get out of their religious life, but so they could have the freedom to worship as they pleased. It was a huge impact, and we're not told that. We're not supposed to believe that anymore, that religious freedom had nothing to do with the founding of America, but that's just not true. That's not the way history works. That's not what happened.
Yeah. So if we were now to address the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment, we would have to look to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and all of its mandates and monopolies. Granted, guess what? Again, by government, in violation of our founding documents. We're going to talk about treatments for cancer and also the issue of dangerously, unavoidably unsafe other things that they're mandating for your kids. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, Independence Day Celebration with Ty Bollinger.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right there, the Declaration of Independence. That includes the freedom to worship as you choose, not as the government mandates. And despite that, they have mandated you sacrifice your child on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Denomination. Not here, not now, not ever, not on this show, certainly not when Ty Bollinger's around. And Supreme Court ruled vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. Once again, in 2016, nothing has really changed in terms of their theoretical or actual mandates, depending on where you are.
You know what, Robert? That's one of the things that we covered in The Truth About Vaccines was this ruling that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. I can't remember the court case. I think it was Brown. But that was the exact verbiage of the Supreme Court, is that vaccines are, quote, unavoidably unsafe. So in light of that verbiage from the Supreme Court, how can we still be under the presupposition that vaccines are safe and effective? How can we believe that when the Supreme Court has ruled exactly opposite of that they are not safe, that they are unavoidably unsafe? Again, cognitive dissonance at its finest.
Yeah, you said it right. And remember, RFK Jr. was on with us a few weeks back, a couple of weeks ago, I think. And he said that when I asked him about the political left in California on this issue. He says, yes, cognitive dissonance. And this is, I'm going to kind of borrow the walk away, hashtag walk away. It's time to walk away from the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, especially sacrificing your children with these toxic, poisonous injections. So what other toxic, poisonous injections are there? Anybody got chemotherapy? Did you see this one? Slow but sure progress toward less toxic tools to fight cancer on the horizon. Are they non-toxic or just a little less toxic?
Well, I mean, you know, they're talking about immunotherapy, and it's a burgeoning field now. And we've talked about immunotherapy and natural immunotherapy for way longer than they've been talking about it in the mainstream. It's almost like that these, quote, discoveries and the direction that treatments are heading, we've been talking about for years. They're just kind of catching up to it. But the less toxic, I think, that they're referring to here in this article is immunotherapy. But, you know, the problem is that the immunotherapy, again, it's whoever coins the terms wins the argument. So when we talk about immunotherapy, we talk about something different than the chemical immunotherapy that they're trying to use now in oncological wards. It's totally different.
That's a
using
good point.
Very beta important. Glucans for immunotherapy than using one of these, you know, Opdivo for immunotherapy.
Sure. And, you know, our buddy Dr. Batar uses a form of immunotherapy as well, but it's different than what they're necessarily talking about here. And, of course, immunotherapy in absence of detoxification and renutrification is still only a one fraction part of the overall goal that must be part of your recovery plan. So again, if they're trying to sell this as the magic bullet now, we've got immunotherapy. No, it's not comprehensive enough.
No, it's not. And it misses a lot of the different essential components of a cancer protocol. You know, it's like there's not a miracle drug. You've got to change your lifestyle, change your inputs, detoxify, exercise. I mean, the list is, you know, 8 or 10 things that everybody needs to be doing, and you can't just have one drug that you take that's going to cure you. It just doesn't work that way.
Exactly. All right. Well, we have established levels of independence heretofore unknown in broadcast radio. Thank you, Kai Bollinger. We got a couple of minutes left before we're wrapping it up here on this Independence Day Spectacular, and the fireworks shall begin and commence, those of you listening live tonight. How about a message of health, freedom, or healing liberty from Ty Bollinger? Anything before you head out to Asia, because you're going to be exploring the world of healing in a place we haven't gone yet.
Well, you know, it's going to be fun, Robert. We were talking before the show about how the level of interest there is just sky high. I'm shocked at how many interviews we're going to get while we're there. At this point, we have over 50 interviews scheduled, and an average of between 8 and 9 doctors in every country. We're going to Japan, Taiwan, Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, India, and Thailand. And we've got at least 8 interviews in every country, except I think in Malaysia we have 6 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly remarkable the impact that Truth About Cancer's had in other countries. So we're just excited to get over there. We're going to get footage from each place, probably going to be doing some Facebook Lives, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be an exciting time, and we'll come back and begin scripting The Truth About Cancer Goes to Asia, which we plan on releasing next April.
Next April. So there's a lot of work yet to be done, folks. And prayers go with you, my friend, because that's a big journey with a great group of people, including your son, going to be working the film crew. And I can't wait to get the updates from you as we continue going outside the box. You know, celebrating independence with you has been a nice bonus, a nice blessing that we get to do this here in these United States of America.
It's been a great Independence Day with you, RSB. And, man, I can't believe that this is like 6 years we've been doing this show. So it's awesome. Look forward to some more with you, buddy.
So what's the final message as we check out for the day?
People need to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Celebrate.
Woo!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be.
OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.